All of this, of course, has opened the conversation around illegal mining in South Africa, why it is so prolific, how we have not been able to get a handle on it. Advocacy organization Benchmarks Foundation says that cheap labor exploited by syndicates drives illegal mining in the country. Lead researcher at the foundation, David van Wyk, joining me now. David, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Government's failure to enforce the law on the closure and the rehabilitation of mines, how much does that contribute to this problem?
Well, I think in the Tagiso area a couple of years ago, Mintails applied for a mining license and got a mining license and then promptly went bankrupt, abandoning the operations that it had there and leaving a huge, huge environmental mess behind. More than 120 million rands worth of environmental mess was left behind. The same directors of that Mintails company then went on to become part of other mine license applications in the same area, wanting to start mining again. And we find that there are these serial criminal company-directed types that we believe should not be allowed to be on the boards or shareholding of companies, should not be allowed to apply for mining licenses. Another company like that was Central Rand Gold as well, that just simply abandoned its workers as well as its operations in the last 5 or 6 years. You know, and so this is happening all the time because we are not planning for a transition from large-scale industrial mining to medium and smaller-scale mining that could benefit communities instead of pitting them against mine workers and against zamas. You know, if the Kagiso community would act perhaps against those people who come and buy the gold and who come, you know, the syndicates that are behind it, then maybe the situation would improve. At the moment, it is just poor people killing poor people, and that is most unfortunate.
David, yesterday on the show, we had Nomvula Mokonyane speaking to us. She was protesting in Krugersdorp. She's a resident of Kagiso. She's an ANC-NEC member. And what she was saying was that we should have expropriation of land without compensation, because at the moment, we have all of these companies that are just exiting, as you say, leaving the ripe environment for illegal miners to come in. Whose responsibility should this be ultimately?
Well, I have two problems with her statement. One of the problems is that the MPRDA, the Minerals and Petroleum Resource Development Act, the land actually belongs to the city of Johannesburg in most instances. The mines can't have surface rights. They only have mining rights, and they rent the surface rights from whoever owns it, in most cases the city of Johannesburg. You know, so authorities play football with us when we talk about these particular issues and ownership. And the Department of Mineral Resources often allocate mining licenses to different companies on the same site so that the community can't actually identify who the actual owners of the land is. You know, and that creates further confusion. And then syndicates, some of them posing as security companies, then say they own the land or they control the land and the Zamas pay rent to them. Find out who the Zamas are paying rent to on those operations and you'll find the syndicates. Of course, the other people who are involved are the scrap metal dealers. And wherever there are Zamas, you'll find a scrap metal dealer around the corner saying they are buying and selling gold. You know, so, you know, if we took control of the situation, eliminated the syndicates, we could actually set up jewelry hubs and so on around communities that can create jobs for communities from these operations. And we could actually stabilize the situation also by creating a non-confrontational relationship between small-scale operations and the community. But at the moment, there is a tough war between Zamas to control particular areas. The syndicates bring the guns, and they then impose themselves and the group of Zamas that they would wish to mine the gold. And that is where all the crime and so on comes in. Really, we've been asking for this for more than 15 years, and we participated in the white paper process, and there is actually a gazetted document on the president's desk waiting for his signature right now.
Ah, waiting for his signature. As you say, David, this conversation has been going on for way too long. And then, as always, once something erupts, we are reactionary. David, thank you so much for talking to us about this. Very valuable insights there. David van Wyk, Benchmarks Foundation Chief Researcher. And as with many things in this country, it is a very nuanced problem. We're not going to just fix this problem of the Zamazamas overnight with the reaction we're seeing in Kagiso today. It is about the syndicates. The cheap labor is being exploited by the syndicates, and that's what's driving illegal mining. In fact, I saw one report over the last few days where a Zamazama was arrested. The cop said to him, well, you've got to pay bail. You've got to get bail. So phone the guy who's responsible for it. And some guy from Santon rocked up and paid the bail, and then he got arrested because clearly he's running the syndicates as well. That's the problem here, is we need to see who's behind the syndicates.